From the Sound Lounge in the Winona Park Building, this is WGERFM, Bay City, Saginaw, Midland, also serving Flint.
It's 1 o'clock and time for the news, compiled and edited in the WGER newsroom. North Vietnam and Viet Cong delegates have called off tomorrow's weekly session of the Vietnam Peace Talks. The Hanoi spokesman said today his delegation has decided to put off the meeting in protest over yesterday's American bombing raids on North Vietnam. The Hanoi delegate proposed that the next session be held 1 week from tomorrow. A spokesman for the United States delegation says the Allied negotiators will decide later whether to accept the proposed meeting date. More news in a moment. First, this.
Veterans, don't forget them. Don't forget the discipline, the teamwork, the ability to learn, the service experience that makes the veteran a valuable, trainable employee. And don't forget the on-the-job training assistance provided by the GI Bill. For information on hiring veterans, telephone your local Michigan State Employment Service. For training information, telephone the local Veterans Administration office. When you need people, don't forget, hire a vet.
Senate Democratic Leader Mike Mansfield expressed hope today the House will approve the Senate's move to set a date for United States withdrawal from Indochina. The Montana legislator said, however, he's unable to say when the proposal will be offered. Senate sources report the amendment to the draft bill likely will be presented next week. It calls for the withdrawal of United States troops within 9 months after all American prisoners of war are freed. In the war, a United States helicopter was shot down today by enemy gunners in the southern tip of South Vietnam. It's the 11th U.S. chopper to be shot down in 8 days of fighting, aimed at driving North Vietnamese from their last major stronghold in the Mekong Delta. Sources in Phnom Penh report one of the sons of Cambodia's deposed head of state, Prince Sihanouk, Prince Norodom Ravivong, has escaped from Cambodia. All of Sihanouk's children have been under police surveillance. The case of Captain Ernest Medina nears the jury at Fort McPherson, Georgia. Attorneys for both sides presented final arguments today. All that remains before the military panel begins deliberations are rebuttal arguments and the judge's charge. Medina is accused of murdering a Vietnamese woman at My Lai. He also is charged with unpremeditated murder in the deaths of 100 other civilians. The government today released its first consumer price report since President Nixon ordered the wage price freeze. The report said both the cost of living and wages increased last month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics notes the report does not reflect the price freeze because many of the figures were compiled before it went into effect August 15th. According to the report, costs rose 0.3%. Wages for some 45 million workers increased 2 cents an hour, or $1.43 a week. The rise in living costs, attributed mainly to booming gasoline prices, also pushed the government's consumer price index to 122.2. What the figure means is that it cost you what you could buy for $10 4 years ago cost $12.22 last month. White House News Secretary Ronald Ziegler says that despite the August rise in consumer prices, the price freeze is having a positive effect. Ziegler added, however, that it's still too early to assess the full impact of the freeze. Labor Secretary Hodgson said today that prices may continue to rise in coming months despite the wage price freeze. Speaking at a Washington news conference, Hodgson, however, did predict a downward trend in the rate of increases. The White House says President Nixon will confer in Washington Wednesday with Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko. The Russian has met each year with Nixon while in the United States for the UN General Assembly. New Secretary Ronald Ziegler says he has no details on what the two will discuss. Ziegler says Presidential Assistant Henry Kissinger will not meet with Gromyko while in New York later today. There has been some mystery about the Kissinger visit. Dr. Paul Dudley White's office in Boston says when the American heart specialist left for mainland China, he had no intention of seeing Chairman Mao Zedong. French correspondents in Peking have speculated the 77-year-old chairman is seriously ill. A spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Paris today denied the report. Officials now report that 6 inmates escaped today from the county prison in New Orleans. 2 of the inmates were captured within minutes after all 6 climbed over a prison wall. The prison had been damaged in a disturbance early yesterday. And with the American Baseball League voting to move the Washington Senators to Texas next season, President Nixon announced today he's transferring his loyalties to the California Angels. The Angels play in Anaheim, California. It's only a short drive from Nixon's seaside home in San Clemente. In the weather this afternoon, partly sunny, highs of 67 to 73. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, with lows of 40 to 47. Thursday, partly sunny with a little temperature change, highs of 67 to 73. Within the hour, 67 at Flint, 66 in the Tri-Cities, winds west at 5 miles an hour, barometer steady at 30.32 inches. That's news, that's weather. Rod Creed reporting.